You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 820 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to The Light Show. My name is Dr. Kate DeVries, and I am the Associate Director of Young Adult Ministry for the Archdiocese of Chicago. And I'm here with my colleague, Father John Cusick. Good morning, Father Cusick.
Good morning, Dr. Kate.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Excellent.
I'm very, very good. And how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. And good morning to all of our listeners.
That's right.
We run the Catholic Church's outreach to people in their 20s and 30s, both married and single. And this morning we are going to talk about young adult ministry.
Right. And I want to start with a question, Kate, to all of the people who have tuned in this morning to Relevant Radio. What would be your reaction, folks, and or the feeling inside of you if you walked into a church, Catholic church, and as you walked in, you looked around and realized that about three-quarters of this large building was filled with young adults in their 20s and 30s, both married and single. If I can answer the question, you'd say, oh, my God, this is so unusual. Mm. What a joy and a blessing. Well, Kate, you and I had that experience as recently as several days ago.
Yes, we did. On Sunday, we celebrated the finale of our Theology on Tap season. We invited everyone who was part of our summer speaker and discussion series to join us for Mass at Holy Name Cathedral, followed by a gathering at Cardinal George's home. So we had a fabulous, fabulous event, and the cathedral was just filled with young adults in their 20s and 30s.
And sadly, that has become an exception. And interestingly, at one time, and I think I'm old enough to remember those times, when a church filled with people under the age of 40 would not have been that rare. After all, the backbone of Catholic parish life and our organizations, the Holy Name Society, the Altar and Rosary Society, the Sarah Club, the Cana Conference, the Legion of Mary, the list goes on and on and on. Not too many years ago, the fundamental group were younger people. Mm. They weren't called young adults. They were just younger people. They might have been the young married couples, people out of school. They didn't have an age tag on them. But if you ever did measure them by age, the backbone of our church life was under the age of 40.
I had a great experience when I went away to Northern Illinois University, going to the College Newman Center, that, again, almost everyone there was in their 20s and 30s, and it was such a joy to be with people your own age who shared your faith, where you prayed together, where you got to know people, where you socialized, where the parish community really became a wonderful part of who you are and what you were doing at college.
And the presence of young adults, the young moms, the young dads, the single people, the young married couples without children, the 20-somethings, when we are present with them as the church, they really bring an amazing amount of life and hope and vitality to our parishes. And so often, Kate and I hear from people who either hear us on the radio, people with whom we are privileged to contact in a variety of ways. You know, Father, I just wish our parish could do more to reach out to this generation. We seem to be getting a little older, maybe a lot older on the weekends than we want to admit. And, you know, we see the same people involved in distributing Holy Communion or reading the Scripture or teaching religious education. And it just seems today that it's harder and harder to get younger people involved in the church. Well, if it's okay with you, we'd like to address some of those issues
mm-hmm.
today.
Absolutely.
And if you have any questions, perhaps, about young adult involvement or what your parish If you have a question about maybe what your parish could do, why don't you give us a call, and we'll see if we can specifically speak to some of the experiences that might be better off if we could reach out to our young adult people in a more effective way.
And I would love to see, in addition to that question of what your parish can do, questions about that and entering into that conversation, what your parish is doing. So if you're part of a community, a parish where young adults are actively involved in any way, shape, or form, and you could share that wisdom with the rest of our listeners, we would be sincerely grateful. So just give us a call here at the studio, 312-751-1979. Again, 312-751-1979. And Father Cusick, you brought up a good point when you said people are looking for, you know, when you enter a church, you look around and you see who's there, and then as
Absolutely.
Mass begins, you look to see who the ministers are. Who mm-hmm. is the reader? Who are the Eucharistic ministers? Who's the cantor? You know, and I invite all of our listeners, the next time you go to Mass, just take an inventory. Look to see who's there.
Right.
And then look to see, you know, who's not there. Where are young adults, and how's your parish doing in terms of the age question?
And just let your eyes wander, and maybe what we're saying is that we think it's very, very important that in those roles in our church, in our parishes, that have what we call a high visibility, people who welcome people to Mass, who hand them the bulletin when they leave, who thank them for coming, who cantor the sacred songs, who read the sacred word of God, in those parishes that have the assistance of people distributing the body of Christ, that there be a healthy dose of younger people as a sign to everybody that this is a church that's made a commitment to the young. And it's a sign to the young adults when they walk in, hey, there are people like me who are involved.
Yes.
Now, granted, the comeback people who might be listening to this morning are saying, hey, we try, but they don't respond. And we'd like to address that today in the course of the next 53 minutes on our monthly show to see if we might be able to offer some suggestions that we think work to increase the visibility and the viability of young adults in church life. I think more of them want to become involved than we think that they do or that are right now. Now, granted, you know, we take the position that we're sort of we are spokespeople for them as a generation, but we also think we have some suggestions for church life. So if there are specific ways that you'd like to see, if you have a question about that, as Kate mentioned, just give us a call at 312-751-1979, and then we're going to sort of break those things open and offer some suggestions that we think would be really, really helpful to regenerate our parish, our Catholic organizations, with the faith and the vitality of young adult people.
And just so all of our listeners know, we're very aware that many of the young adults to whom we want to share this information cannot listen right now because they're at work. They're doing their jobs and building a better world. But their family members and friends, they're all, you're out there and you're listening, and let's have that conversation with you. But one of the most frustrating things that I hear is a young adult coming in to see me and saying, you know, there's really nothing at my parish for people my age. So if you can help us answer that question, then at the end of this hour, we will put this radio show on our website, and young adults can download it so they can listen as they commute to and from work, as they're doing their exercise, as they're riding their bike, as they're doing whatever it is they can do. So
sure.
Young adults certainly have access to this program. Let's give them some wisdom. If you've got some great things happening at your parish, please let us know, and we'll let the young adults of the Archdiocese know.
And this show in 2 days and all of the previous light shows, which is held on the second Wednesday of the month, which this is from 9 till 10, can be downloaded from our website, which is www.yamchicago.org. You just click on our radio shows, and you can listen to them right off of your computer, or if you're one of those technological geniuses that know how to download these things to
with an MP3 player or an iPod or
whatever
it is
you're using. You can take those shows with you, and as Kate said, we know people who listen to them in their car. They listen to them when they're out running. Perhaps they go to a gym where they work some of those fancy machines these days, and they get an opportunity to connect a little bit with their faith. through the Light Show, which we're privileged to host on a monthly basis.
So if you can help us help them, we would be sincerely grateful. Again, 312-751-1979. So we're going to go to a break right now. Thanks so much for listening to the Light Show, and we will be right back.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son isn't a number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1. And Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
Relevant Radio, AM 820. This is Kate DeVries from the Young Adult Ministry Office, along with Father John Cusick. And we're talking about young adult involvement in the parish and what we can do to encourage greater participation and really direct young adults to where some great things are happening. And on the line, we have Elaine. Good morning, Elaine. How are you?
Fine. How you doing?
Doing very well. Thank
Good.
You.
Good.
What can we do for you?
I know it's very important for the young people in church. But how about the older people, 30, 40, 50, and 60 years old, who do not know their faith?
Now, when we're talking about young adults, we're talking about people in their 20s and 30s. So if you're
50.
Talking about people in their 30s, absolutely. Send them to Young Adult Ministry and send them to our website at yamchicago.org. But actually, in the big picture of church, parish is intergenerational for people of all ages. And there are some wonderful, wonderful opportunities for people of all ages to connect. And we hope that there is some really strong religious education programs out there for adults as well as anyone else. But if in the big picture, I would love to see people in their 40s get together for breakfast once a month or for a discussion group. But people in their 40s and 50s, they've got some life experience, and they can come together as God's people and create whatever it is that they'd love to see happen for one another. And if you've got suggestions for things that would be helpful to you, I invite you to bring them to the parish staff and look to see what might be possible.
Hi, Elaine. Father Cusick here. Is it possible, Elaine, maybe, you know, you want to sit down with your pastor and say, you know, we need to do a little bit more, I think, to share an understanding of our Catholic faith, you know, with the brothers and sisters who come here. And and I think if you make it an invitation and not a confrontation and say, Father, how can we work together to make this happen? Just to see what he would say. This, I don't know if that makes any sense to you. But
yeah, it makes sense. Because see, I just came into church. I've been in the church for about 8 years now.
Okay.
I haven't found nothing, you know, to get into. And they, I mean, they're doing everything they shouldn't do, and what they should do, they don't do.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to find a good parish, seem like.
Oh, it is. And I think, Elaine, you raise an interesting point that we hear from a lot of people. It seems that a lot of the parishes do an awful lot for kids.
Right.
But we ain't kids.
Right.
You know, and we need to spend some of our energy and some of our time on really developing, enhancing the faith life of the adults.
Right. Because some of them, they don't know nothing.
Yeah, and we need to try to do that. And I think probably a good strategy is to really, literally, to sit down with our pastor and say, you know, Father, we got to beef up some of the teaching to our own adults.
Right, because I asked him one time, you know, have a quiet hour after we receive Jesus. A quiet time after we receive Jesus. Okay, they did it one time, that was it.
Sure.
You know, it's just so noisy, people be talking and I don't know.
Yeah, and you want something a little bit more ongoing.
Right. So I listen to this station.
Yeah.
I listen to EWTN, so I'm learning so much. You know, I'm learning where it should be at.
Oh, Elaine, thank you so much for your call. We really appreciate it, and best wishes.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Go with God.
And now on the line we have Terry. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
We're doing very well, thanks.
Good.
Terry, what are your thoughts this morning?
I was wondering if you guys thought that the initiative that the Cardinal has put into action to have the pastors do more catechetical preaching and discussing the fundamentals of the faith would help make being in church more attractive to young adults who probably haven't quite received the catechesis that would bring them to the fullness of the appreciation of the beauty of the church.
Well, I think anything, Terry, that any time we can catechize, I think we certainly should try to do that. There's no doubt about it. But I think what we also should do is find what are the other forums just besides Sunday preaching. For example, how can we use the Sunday bulletin, for example, much more effectively? Because everybody takes one of those. And in many ways, some people pay much more attention to the reading the Sunday bulletin than they do with those of us who are speaking on Sunday. I'm probably one of those people, and the Cardinal and I have had this conversation, that really think that the greatest catechetical things we can do on Sunday is to preach Christ in the gospel, and because that's the word of God that we proclaim. And I think we also have to find another vehicle to be able to explain many of the other wonderful and rich traditions of our faith about which so many people seem to be lacking in their knowledge. We're going to, before our show goes over, ends today, Terry, we're going to share an interesting strategy that answers your question. It's called Within These Walls. And we're going to lay this out as a way that we think every parish can become a real catechetical experience anytime someone walks in our church. Just to give you a hint at where we're going, that you know as well as I do, that you walk into a church, in a Catholic church, and there's an awful lot of stuff that's there. We've
right.
got images in windows, we've got saints, we've got candles, altar, and a myriad of signs and symbols that really are there to help people understand our faith, but there's a whole bunch of people today that don't know what they mean.
Exactly.
So we're going to lay this out today, and we have been doing this in our parishes and with our bishops since last January. And we think that we may be on to a very specific way to enhance the teaching and the awareness of Catholicism in what people see every single time they walk into a Catholic building.
Okay, cool. Well, God bless you, and
okay.
God bless your ministry.
Okay,
thanks,
and
Terry.
Then keep,
thank you very much.
Keep listening, because if this may work, you may want to knock on your rectory door and say, hey, Father, I heard about this thing called Within These Walls, and we got to go with it.
Excellent.
There
Fair
we go.
Enough.
Thanks, Terry.
Alrighty, bye-bye.
All right.
But I do know young adults have a lot of wonderful questions about our Catholic faith, and certainly the homily is one way to address those questions. And Theology on Tap was all about addressing those questions. Theology on Tap is a wonderful program of catechesis, of teaching the faith.
Mm-hmm.
So people came together for four consecutive weeks. They had the opportunity to go to a parish or student center one night a week, which actually meant that we offered the program in 160 different places and ways. So 160 different talks addressing issues of the faith. So lots of ways to teach our signs and symbols.
Sure.
Father Cusick, can we talk just a little bit? Can we open our conversation on the Within These Walls brochure?
Yeah, we're going to take a break in a minute or so. But I think Terry, our last caller, is really on to something, and that is we have to look at the time that people give us. A lot of people are not going to come to an adult education evening, as Elaine perhaps was hinting at, and as Terry is saying, how do we... And so I think the thing that the Cardinal is on to is how do we take Sunday and make it more of a catechetical teaching experience for people, and because that's the time people come to church. And so we think that we're on to something, and we've titled it Within These Walls. And let me give you a little understanding of where we're going to go when we come back from our break, okay? That wouldn't it be wonderful, as you walked into every Catholic church in our diocese, if we could have a brochure there, and it would be within the walls of St. Bartholomew Church, and there would be a series of little pictures of the images, the experiences inside that church, and a little explanation of what each and every one of them mean. If that's not catechetical, I'm not sure what is. We'll take a break. We're going to come back and give you the tools to get that done in your own parish.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
The Archdiocese of Chicago comprises 1,400 square miles in Cook and Lake counties and serves more than 2.3 million Catholics. That's almost 40% of the area's population. And shepherding this population are the priests of the Archdiocese, stewards of God, men who devote their lives to the service of Christ. We'll explore the joys and challenges of being a priest, and we'll discuss a new initiative in the Archdiocese of Chicago to recruit men to the priesthood.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You. Compelling television about your Archdiocese.
Since its founding in 1999, the Bishop Abramowicz Seminary Program has prepared 18 men from Poland to serve as priests here in the Archdiocese of Chicago. And there are many more priests on the way thanks to this unique ministry. You can help support this excellent program by attending the Bishop Abramowicz Seminary's Benefit Banquet, honoring Cardinal Francis George on his 10th anniversary as Archbishop of Chicago. The banquet will be held on Sunday evening, September 9th, at the Chicago Marriott Downtown. Call 312-666-3675 to book your tickets. That's 312-666-3675. Dziękujemy bardzo. Thanks for supporting the Bishop Abramowicz Seminary Program.
And Father John Cusick from the Young Adult Ministry Office. We welcome your questions and comments about young adults and their participation at Mass on Sunday or in general in our parishes. You're welcome to give us a call here at 312-751-1979. Again, 312-751-1979. And we do want to talk more about our Within These Walls brochure, but first let's hear from Sandy. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning, Dr. DeVries. Good morning, Father Cusick.
Sandy, good morning. How are you this day?
I'm okay.
Now, let me ask a question. You didn't get any. We got all this rain here in Chicago.
Oh, it's wet. It's wet here too.
Is
so
it?
It's wet everywhere.
Where are you at, Sandy? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Antioch.
Okay. Oh, wonderful! Well, up north.
You got wet up there. I'll tell you that.
Rain and rain.
How can we be of help to you this morning?
Well, I just wanted to, you know, I was really glad some people pointed out that a way to really get young people involved in church and interested in Mass is catechesis. Because I'll give you an example. In the grade schools at the parish I attend, the principal of the school had an article just singing the praises and writing a very complimentary piece about this Episcopal Bishop Jeffrey Shore, who's a pro-homosexual activity, a pro-female ordination woman who left the Catholic Church. And this article was really, really complimentary to her. And while it did mention in sort of a passing negative sentence the teachings of the Catholic Church, it really didn't strongly support the teachings. And I'm just, you know, thinking that if all our grade schools, or a good number of them, are being run by school principals that, you know, simply don't teach people to love their own church and to understand that their Catholic Church teaches the truth, I don't know how anything the young adult ministry could do if they're taught at a very young age and have these ideas ingrained in their head. Nothing you guys can do will make them come to the church unless truth of the Catholic Church is taught. And you mentioned Theology on Tap is a good way to get catechesis, and I have in my life attended many Theology on Taps, and while they're a wonderful way to meet people, to be entertained, and just they're really a nice program, I find the catechesis not very strong. I mean, it's very wishy-washy, very, you know, I'm okay, you're okay, and it's, you know, while it's a good program, I think if you just simply maybe had a catechism series and covered papal documents and the actual catechism of the Catholic Church, it might be a more valuable a teaching tool.
Sure.
So that's just my opinion of Theology on Tap. I don't know that I learned much. You know, I learn a lot watching EWTN and reading, you know, reading just on my own, but honestly, you know, between school principals, obviously, you know, not being too very fond of their own Catholic faith and
Sandy, stuff like that.
I think you can improve it a little, you know?
Sandy, thank you so much for your call. We really appreciate your comments. I'm grateful. You know, it's good to hear what people are learning. I have to say, though, that the Catholic school principals that I know are incredibly strong people promoting the faith in every single way that they possibly can, and my experience has been very, very different.
Let me speak a little bit, too, about, and I think Sandy raises a very interesting point about, you know, catechesis and Theology on Tap. Please understand that so many younger Catholics today come to us inquisitively, searching and seeking, and what do they get at Theology on Tap? I did this summer an evening on God. I did an evening on reconciliation. We had evenings on prayer, how the scripture was put together. We had evenings on the value and the meaning of the church, understanding Jesus. The list goes on and
on. Signs and symbols of our faith, church history, relationships with Muslims and Jews, our brothers and sisters.
And I think Sandy raises a good point, because maybe she's at a different place.
Mm-hmm.
I think so often what we are able to do is to show concretely the value of our faith to a generation of people who, it's almost like a delicatessen. They're going to taste a little bit on scripture this week and a taste a little bit on our sacraments. Are we able to go into depth? Perhaps that's what Sandy is asking, that there needs to be more depth. We really believe that that is the responsibility of the local parish as well, that they're there to open up their doors to young adults, and along with them we present the traditions of our faith in a very open and caring kind of a way. And I don't think it's wishy-washy, and I don't think it's just all sweetness and light. It's substantive. We've got wonderful speakers. But the hope is always that once 4 weeks are over, and that's not a long time to gather with people, that parishes would then take the journey a lot deeper. We've been able to do that over the years in the Young Adult Ministry Office. Mm-hmm. We've done a program called Catholicism Revisited. Perhaps it's that time to reexamine your religious roots. And we can take people a lot deeper through our retreats, through our work with the Charis Ministries program, the wonderful retreats that they do through the Jesuits. So there's a lot more out there, and needless to say, I'm a bit defensive because, and I appreciate, you know, Sandy and perhaps her little challenge to us about Theology on Tap. But let me also say that Theology on Tap has been a part of the experience of the Archdiocese of Chicago for 27 years. If it wasn't working, if it wasn't helpful, if it wasn't touching people's lives, if it wasn't offering them the faith, I have a sneaking suspicion it would have folded up its tent many, many, many years ago. But I'm also saying, look at as we experienced last Sunday, well over 700 young adults coming together in Holy Name Cathedral. Mass presided by Cardinal George, preached by Bishop Peter Sarton from the Diocese of Joliet, Bishop Roger Caffer concelebrating, and 11 priests representing 11 different parishes and outreaches in our own archdiocese. That's a pretty powerful thing. Can we fill the needs of everybody? No, we certainly can't. Even people walked away from the Lord Jesus Christ as well. But we're giving it a good try, and it's been around a long time. And we're darn proud of the fact that we are able, through our church, to offer young adults an experience of their faith that hopefully will give them the hunger to go deeper.
And now we need to pause for another break. Thank you so much for joining us here on Relevant Radio, AM 820. We will be right back.
Are you an active volunteer in your parish? Do you want to grow spiritually and deepen your faith and prayer life? Do you want to know more about the Bible, church doctrine and history, and about sacraments and liturgy? The Archdiocese of Chicago offers the Called and Gifted program for generous people like you. Through weekly classes and monthly formation days, Called and Gifted helps parish volunteers become more effective parish ministers. You'll study at a site near you, forming friendships and deepening your faith. And each month, you'll attend a formation day of prayer and learning at a retreat center of stunning beauty. Over 1,500 volunteer ministers have found greater confidence for ministry through the Called and Gifted program. For more information about this wonderful opportunity for growth, call Sister Peg at 847-837-4555 or email layministry@usml.edu. Don't put it off. Call today.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 820 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 AM, the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio, 820 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
And welcome back to The Light Show, again with Father John Cusick, Kate DeVries, and we are delighted to have you joining us this morning. Thank you so much. As we started to talk in the last segment, we are inviting parishes to consider putting together a catechetical tool, a teaching tool. We suggest that you call it Within These Walls, and let it be a self-guided tour of the signs, symbols, and treasures of your own parish. And wouldn't it be fun to get together with a group of people that have been part of the parish for a while and roam around your church with a yellow legal pad? Father Cusick and I did this. We had a blast. Just take it into your building, sit there, look around you at the altar and the windows and the sanctuary, look at the, if you've got a little side chapel, the baptismal fountain, all of the different elements of the physical church that you're in, the physical building, and just make a list. Just write down every single thing that you see that you might want to explain.
And leave nothing off your list. So, for example, every church has an altar. So you write down altar, tabernacle, sanctuary lamp, candles, baptistry. Now, those are some of the really high-profile ones. Look at your stained glass windows and look to see, are there any images, sayings, pictures, or whatever in those windows. Make an entire list, because every one of those was put there by an artist to reveal and keep alive some aspect of Catholicism. Look at some of the things that are a part of Catholic worship. We have wine, we have water, we have bread, we have an altar cloth. Many churches have relics of the saints that are embedded in the altar. We have a holy smoke, incense.
We have holy oils. Oh, it's amazing.
We stand, sit, and kneel. We have different types of crosses with all kinds of images and depictions of Jesus Christ. We have little sayings that sometimes are nothing more than initials. And it might be INRI or ICXCNIKA, which oftentimes is above the head of the dying Jesus on the cross. There's AMDG, and sometimes it's HIS. Those letters convey an understanding of Christ and therefore a part of a catechetical and theological understanding of our own faith.
And now, Father Cusick, you're talking about many of the objects that we all have in common, and then what is unique to your particular church?
Exactly.
What's your patron saint? What is it about the statue of the Holy Family in your particular building? Those things to be brought out, so that even if a stranger walks into your building and picks up this little Within These Walls brochure, they can do their own little tour and say, oh, that window is beautiful. What is that trying to tell me? And it would all be explained right there.
What are the different images of Mary that we see in many of our churches? I was in a church recently where Mary is a little girl, and she's wrapped in the arms of her mother.
St. Anne.
St. Anne and the Blessed Mother. And the stories, but if people don't know that, that part of our history is not shared, and therefore that part of our faith is not properly understood by people.
And then, if you don't understand it yourself, how do you share it with your children? So wouldn't it be a great teaching tool for all the parents in the community, all the godparents in the community, aunts and uncles, best friends, neighbors, to be able to pick up this brochure and take a child around the church and not explain everything, but to ask the child, is there something that you have a question about? Or mm-hmm. you know, let me tell you about my favorite window. Let's talk about that story.
So, first thing we want you to do is get your yellow pad and go into the church and make the most comprehensive list that you have of every sign and symbol, piece of furniture, whatever it could be. And then we want you to take that list. And if you can, wouldn't it be a blast if we went back with one of our digital cameras and took a picture of maybe the 10, 12, 15, or 20 most predominant symbols within our church. Once we have our pictures and our list, then to research the meaning of some of those symbols, not necessarily in a definitional kind of a way, but in a way perhaps that can help people see how this symbol is connected to the Lord and how that is connected to our daily life. Let me give you an example. Kate and I in our yellow pad found in a stained glass window an eye. Yep, it looked like you were in an optometrist's office. But the eye was inside a triangle. And what do we have here? We have the eye of God inside the triangle, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There is a catechetical teaching about the triune God, and there is a catechetical teaching about a connectivity that God watches over us. And the eye is a symbol of that. So wouldn't it be fun if you've got something like that? You write a little description that would read something like this. The eye of God, The all-seeing eye of God is looking at us from inside a triangle. The triangle here is a symbol for the Holy Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. God sees us. God the Creator, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit are looking to us and watching over us. Ah, our God cares about us. The divine cares deeply about the human. Aren't we blessed? Now there is a pretty powerful teaching, Kate, in a little symbol that is buried in one window in a church in which you and I were blessed to be.
Absolutely, and how many people would look at that and not understand what that means.
Exactly.
As a wonderful teaching, and as a gift to the young adults of the parish, a gift to the parents of the parish, a gift to the visitors of the parish, a gift to the whole community.
Right.
This could be a great piece. And as Father Cusick said, put a couple of people together. Grab a young adult who loves photography. People don't even have cameras anymore. They use their little cell phones, so they've always got a camera on them, to just take a few pictures and really spend an evening bouncing around. What does that eye of God mean to you personally in your own life? What
right.
does the baptismal fountain mean? When you bless yourself every time you enter the church, what are you thinking? What are you doing?
Right. And why do we do it? I mean,
yeah.
people, you know, let's face it. A lot of times we just do what we do because we've always done it.
Yeah.
We're going to keep unpacking this little idea for you called Within These Walls. And this is going to be our encouragement for every parish in our diocese to be able to have this visual catechetical tool to enhance the understanding of our faith. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back, and we're going to keep at this. Thank you.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Do you know what's going on in your church around the corner or around the world? Do you want to hear stories about your faith? Do you want to help shape Catholic thought? If you said yes, subscribe to the Catholic New World, the newspaper for the people of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Call 312-655-7777 or visit us at catholicnewworld.com. The Catholic New World, a world beyond your church, a church beyond your world.
Hi, I'm Chuck Knapp. Join me for Searching the Word, a live interactive program that equips you with a firm understanding of the faith. Each day, we'll search the Bible, the Catechism, papal teaching, and historical writings for answers to questions about living Catholic life. That's Searching the Word every weekday on Relevant Radio.
That's Searching the Word with Chuck Knapp, weekdays at noon on Chicagoland's Relevant Radio, 820 AM.
Welcome back to The Light Show with Father John Cusick and Kate DeVries. And we've been talking this last half hour or so about an idea for you and your parish. If you can invite any other people, any young adults, anybody on the parish staff, anybody within the parish, to join you in putting together a brochure that just would highlight some of the key treasures of your parish, some key signs and symbols. Mm. What a great gift that would be to the community.
And we believe this is not just a gift, but this is a way to teach the faith. Mm-hmm. This is very catechetical. And this is what sort of set me off on this, Kate. I remember a number of years ago, a young parent came out of church and said, Father, his wife took the kids, so he was standing by me, and he said, Father, I got a problem. I said, well, what's that? He said, you know, there's a window up there, and my son said to me today, Daddy, what's that? Who's that in that window? And I didn't have a clue, and I didn't know what to say. And so I think I sort of made something up, or then I used that classic answer, go ask your mom. So we are beginning to realize that today there are a lot of people whose faith would be enhanced, enriched, and at the same time deal with the issue of how do we increase an awareness of our faith. When Terry called earlier, and Terry, we hope you're still listening, about, you know, using the weekend and Sunday as a form of catechesis. There's no doubt about it. But we think it can begin with what you see with your eyes. Why do we genuflect? Why do we stand? Why do we kneel? Why do we sit?
Why do we bow before communion?
Why do we bow before communion? Yeah. Why do we bow at the name of Jesus in the creed? Mm-hmm. Kate and I have been privileged as we go from parish to parish and help them try to create a greater outreach to young adults. We use a principle called presume little, explain lots. And so we are hoping that this idea of putting together a brochure of our signs and symbols will explain lots. And when you think about it, all of our salvation history, all of the powerful traditions of Catholicism that have shaped the face of the earth are oftentimes kept alive in the signs and the symbols that are a part of our faith. Because before people could read a catechism, they could walk into a church. And oftentimes in the great cathedrals of Europe, I remember being in the Cathedral of Chartres on the countryside of France, each square, each panel of all those stained glass windows is a part of a Bible story. And so people could come in, they could see the picture, they could be told the story, and move to the next one. Amazingly, all that sense of the visual catechesis of our faith is still in our churches. And I think it would behoove all of us if we could put together within these walls, within the walls of St. Bartholomew, within the walls of St. Michael's, within the walls of St. Barbara, and it would describe in detail and catechetically all of those wonderful symbols.
If you have a favorite symbol in your church, a favorite stained glass window, a favorite object, and want to give us a call, please do at 312-751-1979. Again, 312-751-1979. What would you make sure is in the brochure about your parish?
About your parish.
And just a couple of suggestions for how the brochure might be used. The first weekend that it's available, it could be distributed to everyone at Mass. Give everyone a sense of what it is, and then announce for the next couple of weeks that the brochure is available at each of the doors of the church. You could make the brochure available all year round, again, to the strangers who visit our church for weddings and funerals and other celebrations. You could print one or two of the pictures and explanations in the parish bulletin each week. What a wonderful catechetical tool that would be. And if you're lucky enough to have a website, it would be great to highlight one of the treasures of your church each week on that website. I know some parishes have on their website an actual virtual tour of their church. Mm-hmm. So this could flesh out a little bit each of the objects that people would be looking at as they tour the church via the website. The brochure could be distributed to children in the religious education program with a note to parents suggesting that they lead a tour for their own children. Or again, just take maybe one object a Sunday. Come to Mass a couple minutes early or stay at Mass a couple minutes after, just to help your children understand the signs and symbols in our churches. And then finally, you could invite a parish staff member or one of the volunteers, maybe someone who's helped to put the brochure together, to lead a tour after a particular Mass on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. All sorts of options.
Wouldn't it be interesting that what we are leading is a catechetical tour, not an architectural tour, not an art tour, but we are going to do a teaching by walking people through the images, the visual images that they see every day when they walk into our churches. And we think that is easily accomplished, and I think what a gift, as Kate mentioned.
And now if you want a shortcut to get you started, we did, again, we put everything on our little legal pad on our website, so you're welcome to visit our website, just again to get you started. Our web address is yamchicago.org, again, yamchicago.org. And look for that phrase, Within These Walls. We're going to go to our last break. Thanks so much for listening. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you want to serve the church as a lay parish minister? Do you possess the gifts and passion for full-time church ministry? Today, lay women and men are being called to join clergy and religious and serve the church as pastoral associates and directors of religious education. Perhaps you are one of those people. To serve, you need spiritual formation and academic training. And the Archdiocesan Together in God Service program provides you both. Qualified candidates receive partial tuition scholarships and pursue a master's degree in ministry at one of Chicago's Catholic theological schools. But Together in God Service also provides retreats and prayer experiences to help you grow spiritually and deepen your love of God. If you want to explore a calling to lay ecclesial ministry, talk to your pastor and talk to us by calling 847-837-4552 or send an email to layministry@usml.edu.
Welcome to Mission Chicago 2007 as we celebrate the theme of spirituality. Evening missions are taking place throughout the Archdiocese in both English and Spanish. Spirituality themes include the meaning of being created in the image and likeness of God, exploring our potential for growth in Christ, and the spirituality of African American music and song. These are single evening missions, and there is no cost. Find out when and where by going to www.missionchicago.net. That's www.missionchicago.net. It's Mission Chicago 2007, the year of spirituality. Accept this mission. The rewards are everlasting.
Welcome back to The Light Show with Kate DeVries and Father John Cusick here on this beautiful August 8th day. Summer is very sadly slipping away, winding down. We wanted to let you know of a couple of things happening through our office. And the next one is on Sunday, September 2nd. We will have the Young Adult Mass for people in their 20s and 30s. And, of course, friends are welcome, co-workers are welcome, anybody in their 20s and 30s. We all come together for Mass at Old St. Patrick's Church on Adams and Desplaines. And then people in their 20s and 30s stay for a continental breakfast right after Mass. That Mass is we're blessed to have all sorts of young adults be those ministers. So the greeters, the ushers, the readers, the lectors, choir members, those will be people in their 20s and 30s for the most part. There are some other people assisting with Mass, but for the most part, it is a great young adult celebration. We invite anybody you know in their 20s and 30s to join us. Also, we have a retreat coming up in September. September 21st to the 23rd. We are delighted that Paul Jarzembowski, who leads young adult ministry in the Joliet Diocese, and his wife Sarah, who is a youth minister, will be directing that retreat. Again, the dates are September 21 to the 23rd, and details are on our website, yamchicago.org. If you have any questions about the brochure or any of the work through young adult ministry, you're welcome to give us a call. The number of the office is 312-466-9473. Again, 312-466-9473. Or just encourage the young adults you know to visit the website, yamchicago.org. If you'd rather drop us an email, you can do that by sending it to YAM, which stands for Young Adult Ministry, at yamchicago.org. Again, YAM at yamchicago.org.
And Kate, there's another event coming up, which is not exclusively a young adult event, and it's not exclusively a good event to be commemorated, and it's certainly not exclusively a Catholic event.
An important event, though.
But a very, very important event that is not going to go away. Folks, in several weeks from this day, Wednesday, to be 3 weeks to be exact, in 21 days, the United States will commemorate the greatest natural disaster that has ever affected and afflicted our country. And that was the arrival of Hurricane Katrina through the Gulf of Mexico as it tore its way through Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. Sadly, on the 29th, there'll be a lot of press coverage, I am sure. There'll be mini cams and people located all over the place. And then by the next day, it'll all be gone, and once again, we'll be on to the next event. Several years ago, myself and a couple priests, friends of mine, we decided we wanted to make a commitment for 5 years after Katrina, not just the American flash-in-the-pan kind of a way of doing things. And we made a commitment to see if we could help rebuild the lives of people in a local church. We chose the Diocese of Biloxi, Mississippi, and Bishop Rohde, the bishop, asked us if we could help sustain the lives and rebuild the community of St. Clair Parish in Waveland, Mississippi. New Orleans gets all the attention, as rightly so. It's a huge city that experienced massive devastation. But 50 miles to the east, literally on the Gulf of Mexico, right on the beach, was this town, Waveland, Mississippi. And the Tribune, the Chicago Tribune, ran an article within the month after Katrina, and they titled it, "The Town That Disappeared." Waveland, Mississippi took the eye of Hurricane Katrina, and one of the first places hit by Katrina were the five parish buildings at St. Clair. They literally, literally disappeared. We in Chicago and through Old St. Patrick's Church, where I am privileged to preside at Sunday Mass, are going to do several things to keep alive the outreach and care to these people who 2 years later still have so much rebuilding to do of their lives, their community, their church, and their homes. On the evening of August 28th, we are kicking off a 24 Hours of Hope. And it's going to begin with a benefit. It's $100, and it's going to take place at Bistro Margo in Old Town, where Father Jack Wall, the president of the Extension Society, along with one or two members of St. Clair Parish, will be there to talk about the efforts and the ongoing need of assistance to keep going. On the evening, to conclude our 24 Hours of Hope, on August 29th at 6 or 6:30 in the evening, there's going to be a very special Mass celebrated at Old St. Patrick's Church simultaneously with St. Clair Parish in Waveland, Mississippi. And through the Avistar Corporation, this is going to be simulcast between both churches at the same time. One of the parishes will do one of the readings. Members of the other parish will do the second reading. We'll concelebrate the best way we can with both of our churches praying together, and this will be a live video feed from one church to the other. the old and ornate church of St. Patrick's in Chicago, and a tent where St. Clair has been holding Mass for almost 2 years. More information can be found if you go to www.oldstpats.org or call me at the Young Adult Ministry Office, 312-466-9473. We need some more money, we need a lot of help, and we need the prayer that we can with each other. That's August 28th and 29th. Pray for the people of our South.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 820 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.